All right, welcome to the Drop Pod, a Warhammer 40K podcast. It's the day before the Warhammer retreat. I'm at Blake's house. We phoned it in today. Maybe phone in the podcast too. I phoned it in at work. But we're also kind of like, chilling on the podcast, I think.
Yeah, I think, I was saying when we were getting set up, like we got a weekend here. We're going to be meeting a lot of people, which is exciting. We're going to be playing five games in total. We don't play often. So.
No, yeah. I've played Imperial Knights three times.
Yeah, I think I've played the Custodes once.
Yeah, and so. I finished mine yesterday. Like, I just had enough time.
Up to the fucking button.
Yeah, just finished them. So, yeah. No, that's what I'm planning to do. We're just going to talk about, like, lore, Blake's Death Guard collection, maybe my Orc collection.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how far we get. What are you working on? What are you painting? Anything?
Yeah, right now I am... nothing new from last weekend. Still have the Tech Marine. Still have the Librarian. I'm just trying to get paint on him. But
he's got to be him and the Apothecary Bylo. Well, no, the Apothecary Bylo just actually probably got painted pretty quick because he was good. But the Librarian and Terminator armor is like the least out of all the models in Leviathan.
But like, it's arguably the best way to take Terminators.
It might be, yeah.
Because of the sustained hits. And I'm just like, I just can't get to paint him.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was saying about too.
Yeah.
You had a lot of chaos on your
desk. I have like my little like patrol of chaos. You know, I started with a kill team and then I just love those Terminator scopes.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're so fire.
So I got that and then I just got the Dark Apostle just to like if I ever wanted to run like a boarding action or a combat patrol, like I had enough to kind of just run a generic list. But so they're on there, they're pretty much done, but like again, trim work sucks, and so just cleaning up trim work is like, that's where it's at. They're on there because I just need to take the black paint and trim and clean up like where I just
blasted the gold on there. Well, I walked past your shelf and I was like, oh, Gilliman's still just he's blue. He's down there.
Yeah, he's
prime blue.
He is blue though.
He's been blue for a while.
10,000 years.
Yeah, some might say.
I said to you, I was like, I have put the thing on my desk at least 3 or 4 times, and I just. Put them right back because it's just the trim is just exhausting and
brutal.
And I you really do have to find the right recipe, and I know you somewhat have where it's a relatively one coat.
Yeah,
and GW does coverage. Not have it.
No, they don't. I do, dude. I would not want to do all of this stuff.
All my Custodes.
That's brutal.
Layers on black paint too. Like it was just exhausting. That's it nearly killed me.
Yeah. It's mean. It's death-defying experience.
It was tough. Yeah. I mean. There's not many things out in the world bigger than that moment, really.
Yeah. What's your favorite Terminator sculpt?
It's got to be the Death Shroud.
Dude, I was just thinking the same thing. Like, they're pretty fire.
The Death Shroud or the Alaris. I think the Alaris are pretty cool, too. I think their poses are cool. They're kind of dynamic. But the Death Shroud are just... And the Death Shroud have just such a unique role in the lore. They're awesome models.
Yeah. And it's like the only like modern cataphracty Terminator armor.
Blight Lords are in cataphracty too.
Oh, that's right.
They're just super bloated.
Yeah, but they're like the only ones in 40K that have like a serious refresh.
Yeah.
Like up to scale like properly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I'd say the Death Shroud or just the regular Terminators. The Deathwing Knights are really cool too. But the regular Terminators are pretty fire. I don't know, but the Death Shroud are just they're it.
Yeah, the regular Terminators are just so iconic and the new sculpts are just fit the setting. It blows me away how we just accepted those mini Terminators for so long. I know. Like, they're just so...
Like, what was this?
But yeah, the Death Shroud and then just, like, the Man Reapers and the, they just straight up are quiet. Like, they're dead silent. They don't talk.
No, are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They just don't speak. I think you meant, like, they just were somehow... they move silently.
No, yeah, okay. No, they don't speak.
I feel like that thing makes quite a bit of noise. A lot of trophies jingling on them, hanging off them.
Yeah, but the new Deathwing are cool. I like the different aesthetics on the helmets. I think that's just such an easy way to add flavor to those like sub legions or those other legions.
Yeah, I think they call them divergent chapters.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty sick.
So I'm hoping like Templars kind of get a spin off that. And,
that'd be cool.
I hope
has it that like all the big every chapter that warrants its own supplement is getting like its own upgrade sprue. Like akin to the Black Templars one.
fantastic. And the Dark Angels
one. Dark Angels one is like pretty good.
Yeah.
Not up to par with the Black Templars.
Black Templars one's so good, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not bad. Better than the
Black Templars one's like it wasn't just like Terminator and Blade Guard. Like I mean you got multi meltas, you got scout arms, shoulder boulders, heads. Stuff. Yeah, relics.
Yeah, ton of shit.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
So yeah, I hope it's like that. I mean, like Blood Angels, I want their Terminators to look like the standard Terminators, but I want them to have like more kind of like trophies or like adornments.
Yeah.
Because Blood Angels Terminators, I think are cool looking.
Yeah, I think they have like special Terminators, kind of like akin to the mm-hmm. Wolf Guard, if I recall. But I don't know for sure. Don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, Wolf Guard Terminators too. I forgot about them. Forgot they have their own Terminators.
Yeah. Too busy licking their own asses.
Probably.
Very, very forgetful. I'm going hard on Terminator Silent now that nights are done.
Yeah, that's basically your life now.
I might have to just take a little jaunt into Orkland again now the Codex is out. As I said, I think I'm going to get some Auric Brutes from Age of Sigmar.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't like the Meganob models.
Yeah.
The new, like, they're not that great. They're $60 for three of them.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're kind of like just like arms out. Doing the same thing. They all just
walking robo.
Yeah, there's no dynamic pose whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But the Auric Brutes, they don't have power claws or kill saws or anything like that. But my justification is like they're like maybe feral orcs that they've just barely wrangled in enough to like get like point them in the right direction.
Right. And you can just slap on some metal slabs on their shoulders.
Yeah, I have so many orc bits. I can make it work too. Yeah. So that's my plan for more Meganobs. And you get five of them.
Yeah.
Not three.
Yeah, it's so disappointing. I mean, like it's the same thing like with the Ilaris Custodians, the three. I don't love the idea, Aggressors, Eradicators, like, and I don't like that they have a $60 price point.
Yeah, that's brutal. I do not know. The mystery of unraveling Games Workshop's pricing structure, I mean, it's like locked to the core secrets of the universe.
I know. And it blows my mind. Like, again, like I get Ilaris Custodians and Meganobs at this point are like exceptionally good. Like they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
But just put five in the box if you're gonna charge 60 or charge 45.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Because it's not like you're getting more plastic.
No, you're not. You're literally paying for like the advantage points value.
Exactly in the game.
But that's not consistent either, because like look at Admech, whose points are insanely low.
That was what I was gonna say next. So points came out, if you're not familiar,
immediately invalidated my knights list.
Oh yeah.
Before I played, the day I finished it. Nope. 5 points over now. God damn it.
Nice.
So anyhow.
But Admech blanket, I mean, across the board went down. And it's comical. We have talked about this before. Like, how do you collect Admech? I did the math. It would cost $500 for the Rangers, right? $60 for 10.
Yeah.
So you'd have to buy six just to get to 500 points. Not even. It's It's like 400 points. It's just like, and that's 60 models you have to paint.
Versus like, they're a ton of detail.
Right. And they're tiny, right? They're small. Versus Intercessors, you get to that same point value for $120. Actually, less than.
Holy shit.
It's just like, how do you justify, and you're painting 20 versus 60. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, it's just a rough thought, but I'm just like doing the math. I'm like, man, like, and then same thing, the breachers, those little rolling destroyers or whatever.
No, the Cataphron breachers, yeah.
Yeah, those are same thing, boxes of three.
Yeah.
$60.
Oh,
and they probably are, what, 100 points?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I just, like, how do you field an army? And then knowing that, like, by the time you finish your 2,000, you're probably going to get another sweeping points drop. And
be like, I think well, that I they fun. Said they're going to, they're, like, working on, like, a large change for Admech.
They have to. I don't know what
it's like an actual like. Problem, I think. It's like, why is there so many models? It's the Adeptus Mechanicus. They should be pretty fucking good, I feel like.
And they shouldn't be infantry-based.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
The infantry should be better or something. I don't know. I don't know what the problem. Why? Well, I don't know what the deal is. But I don't know.
I don't know. I have awesome almost zero interest watching the. Obviously, because it's watching 78 models, March 4th.
They're like an orc army.
Fucking walloped in like the shooting phase.
Yeah, they're like an orc army.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't love the. I don't know what the fix is, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I do. But I'm
just glad I'm not an Admech player. Personally.
I think there has to be a drastic change because they're just losing. Anyone who has interest in Admech has zero interest in collecting Admech. And once they get going, they're going to be bitter about Games Workshop.
Yeah, that. And my one of my struggles is like the time it takes to play with a model or with an army that has so many models.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like orcs is fun, but like I want to know going into it. Like I don't want to play on a weeknight because it's going to take so long to play.
Right.
I want to like play on a weekend, which is already like kind of hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to play like a laid back game and have fun and know that's going to take a long time and like have some beers. Can't do that on a weekend, on a weeknight. So
yeah. And like that's, it's literally the reason why we're bringing the armies we're bringing.
Yeah, like, that's why I want to bring knights. Like, I'm just going to make sure.
Because those were dog shit, I'd still be bringing them because I can't comprehend bringing, like, I was thinking, oh, I could bring my Black Templars. Well, that's five vehicles. That's close to 20 infantry before I get to my elites. I'm like, I just don't want to fucking lug all that around. Like, yeah. It's just.
The logistics of 40K, man. We should talk to Gilliman about logistics. Maybe he'd have some solutions for us.
Yeah. Make the mechanic and build you a fucking carrier case.
A teleporter. Yeah, exactly. Teleport your army around. Oh, shit. What am I? Oh, I'm going to be doing Terminators because knights are... Well, mm-hmm. They're not done, but I just don't... I cannot muster the wherewithal to go back and start like doing all kinds of like little detail stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come back to that. Come back to that.
That can be a later date.
Yeah.
We're going to do something different. So probably Terminators. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it. I am... Okay, I have... Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but I don't watch a lot of TV or movies. But 2024 has had some absolute bangers, like killer lineup. So I got to go over them. We talked about some of them already. One of them, Invincible,
mm-hmm.
Zinger, Fallout,
mm-hmm.
Zinger. But two that I started or watched this week. Sunday I watched Dune Part Two.
Mm-hmm.
Banger. So good, amazing. Yeah. We watched Dune Part One. Sunday during the day, me and my wife did, and then we watched part two that night. So good. I mean, I don't want to get into spoilers, but the sets are on point, the costumes are on point. You feel like you're there.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch
it. It's so fucking amazing. If you like 40K, you will like the Dunes because they are, mm-hmm. I don't know, they're simply fucking amazing. I've seen two people, maybe not two, it's probably more than two, but you know how people have like film critic YouTube channels? Multiple of them say, like, along the same lines, like, this is the greatest sci-fi in cinema history.
Yeah.
Like fucking banger. So good. So
yeah,
got to go about that.
Looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah. Definitely worth watching. And then this week I started watching on someone's recommendation, a show on Hulu called Shogun.
Mm.
You heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's like 1600s, like samurai political intrigue.
Hmm.
Also, people gave it 10 out of 10. Like, this show fucking rules.
Yeah. I think I did see that maybe now. I'm thinking about that on Hulu, but I didn't look at it, so I'll look at that too.
Definitely worth. I usually don't take people's recommendations for. I don't know why I'm watching some. I say I watch a ton, but I like watch TV like twice a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
But this year, for some reason, is just full of bangers. I don't know why, but I doubt we can continue this streak. But
yeah, and then we got the new Rebel Moon came out too. The second one.
That one was notoriously shit. Apparently,
it was not as good.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like, well, it just kind of happened. But again, I will say the first one was I liked the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Hollywood always has a problem with action. Like, if you know mm-hmm. about combat or just have any sort of common sense whatsoever, you can watch it and be like, why the fuck would they do that?
Yeah, the tactics were a little like...
Okay, interesting.
Maybe you're in a field, don't run straight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I heard there's a gross overuse of slow-mo in the second one.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, they're like fighting with guns and then just like hand to hand. And I'm like, just stop running forward. Just sit behind.
Yeah, 40K is wildly guilty of that too.
Oh yeah, 100%. And like, it's just like the preparation, like, we're going to build all these defenses. And then they immediately just run out of the defenses into the gunfire. I'm like, okay.
You got some fucking balls on them, dude.
Right.
Some cojones.
And these farmers were just like, combat proficient overnight.
Oh yeah, obviously. Masters, dude. They're going up against the trained military.
Yeah, and like one of the arguments was like, we, you know, if we protect the resources on why they came, they won't just shoot us from space. And I'm like, I
feel like they could obliterate you and not destroy the field pretty easily.
Well, they like harvested everything, and like literally they harvested like acres of fields in like an hour.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, why not?
Made it by into flour by
there's
hand.
No, there's right. Like that, yeah, thatch huts and shit.
Right, but yeah, it was weird. But definitely had its flaws. But again, like, I like the first one.
It's just like eye porn, probably.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else to talk about here. Yeah. Death Guard, dude. What got you into the Death Guard?
Yeah. Well, Jesus. 40K. I got into 40K. We just moved into our house, our new house. And we had a bunch of boxes upstairs. And basically just started unpacking. And I had all my like Imperial Guards. And I'm like, man, this game is awesome.
Yeah.
I remember this. And so it was in the time where like Fortnite was the thing. And like, that's all you did.
Oh, yeah.
And I was waiting for people to join a party. And I was like, this is my life. I just do this every night.
Yeah.
And so I just Googled Games Workshop and they had that No Fear box where like you got like three Plague Marines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, like that's cool. Like I'll get these models and I'll just learn how to play and, you know,
yeah,
make some games up in Solo Hammer. They were green plastic and blue plastic. Didn't need to paint it. And that's kind of what started. Yeah, long story short, I bought the next. Yeah, I bought the next box that had like the Lord of Contagion and the Gravis armor with a few other things and the rule book and just.
So did you have the Dark Imperium box?
No, they came out with like three boxes. They had like the...
Yeah, there was like a just like every, like a low, yeah, middle...
The low that came with paints.
Yeah.
Didn't care about the paints, just wanted the models. And then the middle one that had like all but like all the extra characters. So like you didn't get like the Lieutenant or the Plague Caster or the Bell Dude. But you got all the other infantry. Like it was like a Photo Blow Drone and Plague Marines, Poxwalkers, and then Hellblasters.
Gotcha.
So... And yeah, basically I was like, after I got that box and I put them all together, I'm like, this is cool. I want to do this and decided to start painting them and found that I could like the Death Guard offered enough simplicity, but enough character for me to paint them fun. Like, you know, with,
they
like,
are
the,
fun to paint.
Like with the flesh and the tentacles or the bones, but like the armor and the trim was like straightforward enough with like Agrax to make it look dirty and like proficient.
Yeah,
so that's kind of what drove me into it originally, was just that they were easy to paint and I liked how they looked at the end, but it just kind of kept going. The real thing for me was the aesthetic, and then it became the lore, and then it became like what, how I viewed what I wanted the Death Guard, what I felt the Death Guard would be in 40K.
Yeah, they are definitely my personal favorite Chaos Legion, probably them. Yeah. And then World Eaters.
Yeah, World Eaters are cool too. They had such a, like, in the books I did read of Heresy, they had some really cool characters and moments and in those books. But yeah, so I basically just, I got into that, and then I just kind of started like, you know, I watched, you know, one of the channels I watched, he had some lore for his, and I'm like, man, how would I view my army? And because I didn't want to just keep buying models for the sake of buying models. That's kind of what I was doing with my Space Marines. Like, that's why, like, if you go look at my Space Marines, there's no like focus, it's just I have models because I like them, and I wanted it to be a little different with the Death Guard. It's not anymore, but at that point it was. And so I came up with just like this belief that how like I would imagine the Death Guard would fight would be more from like a psychological point of view.
Yeah,
like corrupting and taking on, like, you know, attacking like the population and then slowly becoming like just a wave of like Astartes. And I always imagined it being more like a swarm of locust, and that's kind of
giant, 8 foot tall.
Well, just like there was like a horde of like Poxwalkers and cultists coming, and then Astartes, and then Terminators, and then demons, and like you could have all the ammo in the world, but you're not going to kill everything.
Yeah,
and it's coming anyways, and it's going to leave a wake of destruction.
Yeah, I feel like the Death Guard don't get enough, even like in the Dark Imperium books. Like, they got some love, but not. It didn't really like drive home the Death Guard for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like there should be so fucking many of them. Like, a ton.
And notoriously, they are one of the bigger legions.
Yeah, and then they have Poxwalkers and Plague Bearers and, like, all the Nurgle Demons that might be beside them.
Yeah.
Like, and crazy numbers.
If you are looking for a book, The Lords of Silence kind of gives you that, like, impression of how deadly and destructive the Death Guard are.
Oh, really?
Like, they just, like, I mean, like...
That's the Heresy era one, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
it's...
Okay. I'm gonna have to read that one.
I mean, like, there's... When they, like, actually, like, make, like... When they, like... make land, like when they land to attack a city, the thing lands, and I mean just hordes of just like pent up stored Poxwalkers come.
Yeah,
like, they just, these things are just packed in there. That's where they live, and they sit there until they're just like, and they land, and they just
open the door and they just roll out.
Yeah. And
cabin fever, dude.
Yeah. And they just charge, and it was like that same thing. Like, they just can't, you can shoot them all day, but they're just still going.
There's
and
billions then, of them. Yeah.
And then the Astartes, when they get in there, they're just, they kind of fuck. Like,
yeah.
And there's this, the one, and not to spoil, but the epic fight scene, like or the final, like the climax of the fight was, you know, a captain versus a, you know, a Chaos Lord in Terminator armor. And the captain kind of like reflects on how he looks very slow,
but he's just crazy fast.
Crazy fast.
Yeah.
And
I was just thinking that like, they're deceivingly fast.
Right. And like they still are Astartes and they do lumber, but then they get into combat and it's just like.
And they just turn it on.
And then they just turn it on. Right. Yeah. So.
Maybe even faster than normal. Because yeah, probably. Because they've been like. I feel like Death Guard are somewhat unique in that every single one of them has some gift of Nurgle. Like yeah. every. Not, it's not like, oh, I'm like. Like I'm just. Anti-Imperium Alliance, like, no, like, I am balls deep in Nurgle. Like, yeah. this is my shit.
Well, that's the kind of split, like, when you're looking at the lore, and you're, when I was trying to figure out what way I wanted mine to go, you have to kind of pick a side. You're either loyal to Mortarion and to the idea of what he is, or you're loyal to Nurgle and the idea of what they are. And your agenda usually follows that you're there to serve Mortarion, ultimately, but while also serving Nurgle.
Yeah, how do they split that? Like, what's the divide there? Is there like a...
The idea is that like Nurgle, the people who choose Nurgle are more on the idea of like from a religious point of view, that they want to spread Nurgle and they want to and they want to bring people into Nurgle's light, if you will, quote unquote, not light, probably like a fart.
Yeah, yeah. His noxious blight is
right.
Gas, yeah.
Where Mortarion kind of has more of like the like
anti-Imperium.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. I like that. I never thought of that sort of dichotomy of the two. Factions within Death Guard.
Well, that's the difference between him and Typhus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Typhus said, fuck you, Mortarion. The reason we're here is because Nurgle's on your side at this moment.
Yeah.
And then he pieces out the minute Nurgle's like, hey, we need to fight back home. Typhus literally just left and was like, peace. Good
I'm
luck,
out.
Buddy.
I'm out. Yeah. Those two definitely have their flaws, for sure.
Yeah. But
their scenes in Dark Imperium are awesome.
Yeah.
Because you're like in Mortarion's lairs and he has like a clock or some shit yeah. that I don't remember, but it's crazy. Like just materializes and talks to yeah. Typhus like yeah. across the galaxy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And that was a pretty cool fight scene too between Typhus and the Chapter Master.
Remember? Oh, yeah. And the Grey Knights were there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Because
yeah,
the Grey Knights actually do wound.
And they banish him.
No, they like stab him and then he like murks them or they retreat after that. I don't know.
Something happens.
But yeah, he kind of cooked the captain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like the average space marine captain is like just like...
It's not taking
like out. A little boy.
It's not taking out a Typhus. Yeah,
yeah, because Typhus has been around for a while.
He's got just a little bit.
Got some experience under his belt.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you really need a tried true space marine captain to fuck with Typhus.
Yeah. So...
Like a Dante type character.
Yeah, like a Dante. Yeah, like another named character, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, I pictured like the Locust idea. So I went really infantry heavy. And again, I liked painting the Plague Marines because I felt like in a Plague Marine box, you could build really like sometimes the same pose if you get more boxes, but you can really change between the shoulder pauldron and the arms and the head. You can make everyone kind of look different.
Yeah. That kit is great.
Yeah.
Like a really good one.
So that's kind of what drove me. I'm like, I can just have fun painting these, and I wanted it to be this idea of infantry heavy. So that's kind of what infantry heavy and like small vehicles, and then it obviously went into bigger vehicles, and that was kind of it. And that's kind of how I've fleshed out the lore for it as well.
You have any points you have of Death Guard?
Oh, God, it's got to be close to 5,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of points. You have a favorite like unit? Like this is my most utility, maybe just favorite painted or something?
Oh, favorite painted, excluding Mortarion.
He is the go. Like the centerpiece is always the go-to,
right? Yeah. For me, it would be probably my Typhus.
Yeah.
I kind of had like it was after painting Mortarion, so I kind of was able to use a lot of the techniques and highlighting and working on the and kind of using the rotted bone aesthetic a little bit more. And I to this day, like if I had to take a model out of that army, it would be that one. Like I've done that. I've taken a model from each one of my armies and say, which is my best painted? And
it's always really? Typhus. That's the
it's
one.
It's always Typhus when
yeah.
I look at them.
Yeah.
I wish it was my Lord of Contagion, but it's Typhus.
Yep. Mortarion is like, you can put a lot, like you could put a ton of time into Mortarion.
Yeah.
And get something that looks, you know, with, looks as good as Typhus, but Typhus would take one quarter of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people actually give Mortarion moth, like actual moth wings. like not actual like, but you know what I mean, like paint, like aesthetically painting, like this that circle, the eye, you know how some moths have the eye on it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is crazy. So one of my favorites always is the old Demon Prince. Mm-hmm. I fucking love that thing, dude. The Nurgle Demon Prince. That's like the only one. It's because you get the new Demon Prince now and it's cool, but like the only thing that makes a Nurgle is the head.
Yep.
It's and then whatever color you paint it, I guess.
It's really why I can't justify bringing it or buying it. It's just because it's not Nurgle. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't need it in general, but like if I were a fan, like I think this one was better. Other than it was resin.
Yeah.
That sucked. But yeah, it was like one of my second models painted.
It's awesome.
It's just kind of dove right into it and then added the Nurglings on it. You know, one of the Nurglings carrying around a Space Marine helmet, living his life.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like we said, if the Space Marine Divergent chapters are getting their own upgrade kits, Nurgle needs one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
World Leaders need one. 100%. Orcs need one. I just want Grots doing whatever.
Yeah.
Squigs.
This is that's just the regular Nurgle.
Yeah.
Like, I've bought so many of those Nurgle boxes.
Really?
And I love Nurgle. I think I have three Nurgle bite bases. So I've literally split like six different Nurgles out of those boxes and just cut them off and
throwing them on random stuff.
I mean, like they're great. They're just fantastic. So
yeah, and in the lore, they're like little buddies. They're like little pets.
They're called lords. They're called little lords.
Oh really?
Yeah. And they hang out with like Tallyman and the surgeons.
Yeah.
And they just literally get carried, like the opening scene to Lords of Silence. The captain just has one nuzzled in like baby.
Yeah, they really love them.
Oh yeah. Brings them right to the Tallyman and puts them on the shelf and then they goes and hangs out with all of his other buddies. And
yeah.
It's like this weird, like, can we stop talking about the little lord here?
Yeah. I think maybe if I was in 40K, I'd want to be a little Nurgling.
Yeah, right. Because
they're just chilling. They're always having fun.
Having fun, yeah.
All the time. Might not be fun for everybody else, but I remember in the Siege of Terror books, one of the Death Guard apothecaries, like, suddenly, I don't remember how he comes across, maybe, like, it just materializes or, like, suddenly crawls over his shoulder and it's a Nurgling, and he's like, what the fuck? But then he's, like, immediately has this inexplicable, like, fatherly urge to love this thing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yes, this is, like, my little child. And he, like, takes care of it and shit. It's so funny.
Yeah.
They're always up to no good, so.
They're great.
Any other standout units for you? Like,
Blight Lord Terminators.
Yeah, awesome.
Death Shroud are great, but, I mean, for me, like, the Blight Lords carry, in my lore, the Blight Lords are, like, obviously my Lord of Contagion's, like, honor guard, because technically Death Shroud are only four Mortarian.
Yeah, I feel like there's not many Death Shroud.
No,
that actually exists.
They just hang out Mortarian. And there are some for Typhus. Typhus has his own little cult of them as well. So there's
some that defected. We're like,
yeah.
We love Typhus a little bit more.
Right. So, but yeah, they're pretty much Mortarian. So Blight Lords are like your typical.
They're the ones getting it done most of the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have more like versatility in the game too.
They're a little more
weapons and shit, not just man reapers.
Yeah, but Death Shroud are still better because they're cheap. They're almost as cheap.
Oh, really?
You get three. You get three that give minus one to wound if they're characters in the squad, then they've got their man reapers that are great, obviously.
Yep.
And they have a squad of three have four auto hitting pistols, anti infantry four up.
Okay.
So
they're really good at taking like back objectives. If you just have like back objectives chilling on it,
or you put the Lord of Virulence in and you get four rerolls on your.
Okay.
Spitters.
Okay.
That's what people do. They just take squads of six. And
you almost have to deep strike them like Rapid Ingress because they move so fucking slow. Which is kind of dumb. Like,
right. And it's something that I have been able to figure out, you know, if I were to run Death Guard, would I do it? Because Lord of Virulence is the best way to boost them. He's the one with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
But he also gives improves like blast weapons. So, but he has to be on the board to do that. And he has to be in line of sight on that. So it's like, do you miss out on that first turn of those boosts to deep strike him into a firing lane? Or
And he's in like regular, like Indominus para or pattern Terminator armor.
It does appear that. I actually never noticed that. You're right.
Yeah, he's not in the Hata Factory like all the other Terminators are.
I never noticed that. That's an interesting way to.
He definitely is. 100%.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So, but he's got some extra stuff. He's got like weird smokestacks coming at him.
Yeah. So in my lore, the only iconic characters in Terminator are my Lord of Contagion and my Typhus, which who I've just given a different name to, obviously.
And do the Death Shroud give up their name too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, I am a Death Shroud now. That's it.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
But in my lore, the idea is that like the whole concept of this army is all about necromancy and like noxious poison.
Yeah.
So Poxwalker heavy and like just bombardment. So these are basically There is a named character for him, but this would be the most generic lord. So, like, typically when I bring...
Okay.
If I'm going to bring, like, a no-name character into a narrative game, it's going to be him. Or that character.
Gotcha.
Just because I think that that's just how they operate. There's more of these just because that's what they're kind of the gist of the army is.
That's what they're doing.
Right.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, the Death Guard are just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I always want to start Death Guard for some reason. Like, I don't know. I think I want to start them, but I just... Also, just I think it's an excuse to paint the models.
And
that's it.
No, they're awesome models. They've got a great. I mean, there's a great skew of characters too. I mean, the five characters there 100%. Are just, you know, between the surgeon and whatnot, the surgeon, the tallyman, all the foul blightspawn. They're all like really cool, unique looking characters.
Have you gotten all the Space Marine hero boxes?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, for the Death Guard?
Yeah, for the Death Guard.
I have all but the Plague Surgeon, or not the Plague, the...
Oh, the Caster.
The Caster. The,
yeah.
He was only in Japan for a while. Now you have to buy the whole box again. And he might not even be in there.
Oh.
Because that's tough. It's a box of six, and there's seven.
There's a little miniature bit swap tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe somebody has one. Probably not.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Probably not.
But I don't need the others. I have I have five of the six. You have one. The Spewer.
Yeah.
And then... because I got the ones I wanted. I wanted the flail. I wanted the icon bearer is so good. So cool looking that one.
Oh, yeah. So sweet.
So, cool. Yeah, got the ones I've got, so.
Sweet. Anything else you want to add about the Death Guard?
No, I think they're great. I think they're great to collect, and I think they're really fun to build kind of like a... I think they're cool to build a lore for. I think they're... I don't think books do justice, and I think that, like, that's what I've kind of...
Yeah,
learned.
I want some more Death Guard love in books and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah. When I've put mine together, like, I've, like and that was kind of it. Like, I played Solo Hammer by, like, when I was starting because, like, I wanted to learn how to play the game, and I remember literally just, like, playing when... This was when Death Guard had a... Were Toughness 5 and had an 8th edition, had a 5 of Final Pain.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember just, like playing, obviously, Solo Hammer, and, like, but, like, that was, like, so, like... morally crushing when I felt like, okay, like, I think like the Space Marines can maybe pull this out, and then you do it, everything fails with the Death Guard except for the 5 of Field of Pain, and you're just like, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, god damn it.
And that's kind of like why I ultimately when I started kind of thinking about like lore and like how, like, that's kind of how I think they should operate, is like this unending, unkillable,
just,
it's coming wall, one way or the other. Yeah. Wall of Astartes and Nurgle, and like that's like the idea. That's why I was like, okay, like, I like the type of war they have is going to be the type of war they're going to have is basically going to corrupt the populace, and by the time
we haven't even touched on that yet, really, like, the diseases and shit.
Yeah, like, that's like, they corrupt the populace. By the time the, you know, powers that be start dealing with that, they're going to look up on the horizon and just see like hordes of Astartes and demon engines coming.
They've been dealing with Poxwalkers for weeks, and then it's just like, oh, now the real enemy.
Right, exactly. And like, it's just this like, shit, like, we're not even prepared for this now.
Yeah. Imagine like every one of the Death Guard Astartes has like the most horrible like pathogen ever, like worse than anything we've ever seen in like real history. Just on them and just floating around them, going everywhere.
Yeah.
Just horrible. Can't even get near
it. You can't. No. Oh, yeah. You got to read the Lords of Silence. There's a moment where, like, because apparently individuals have relative self awareness as Poxwalkers.
Oh,
because one has that revelation, like a reflection in water, realizing that he's no longer a human.
Like, that's what he had to look at himself in a mirror to figure that out.
Yeah, he was taken as a prisoner, and.
Oh, he was just like kind of like chilling,
and he was like interrogated by like the Lord, like the main character, and he was kind of deployed, and he was like, "Yo, guys, why are you shooting at me?" Like, his guys were just shooting at him, and he had to kill him, and then he like was on the puddle and looked down.
He's
and
like, just was like, what the
"Wait,
fuck?
What am I?" And then he kind of just like, and then just kind of had that whisper, and he's like, "You're right where you need to be."
He's and like, "All right,
just give in," and that's what happened.
Yeah, what do you do if you're that fucked up looking?
Right,
exactly. Like, well. Bummer. Kind of stuck here. Cool.
Yeah, so, and like, yeah, no, it's been fun. I've, you know, and I, the only thing I struggle with is like the Demon Prince, like in my writing in lore, because like technically Demon Princes should be like our like second tier. Like,
oh,
like they're not like, isn't that the ultimate goal for Chaos, to become a Demon Prince?
For most people.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like, well, it depends on who you are. Some of them want to do that, but. I think it's largely synonymous with losing your identity, individuality type deal. Depending on, maybe, I mean, I'm sure this, like, I'm sure being a demon prince is on its own spectrum. Like, you could be sort of, what's the word? Like a mutual, what the fuck's symbiotic relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or that some of them are completely parasitic, where the demon prince or demon completely takes over. You're almost like a demon host rather than a demon prince.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and
I don't know.
I've kind of like foresee it in like at least my, like, that, like, well, the Death Guard and Chaos kind of operate as a war band, like, kind of like things just kind of like, oh, like, I kind of like where you're coming at. I'm going to go join you. So, and I don't really have a lot of psychers.
They're free. They're free over there.
Right. I don't have a lot of psychers, and I just kind of, but like my, you know, the Lord of Contagion understands it's needed.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I've written it in, is that they are, the demon princes are there just to like, or the demon prince is there like basically because he can be summoned in, and then there's a group of them that like, we're like, oh, I'm going wherever he goes. So.
Yeah. Like he's like his little posse. Or
should we yeah. Like yeah. There's obviously like fanatics that are like, oh yeah, Nurgle's there. If the demon prince is there, you know, that's where I'm going.
Yeah. Like Nurgle wants him to be there probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Any models you want to add to the army at all?
No more. One I wanted to do was a Hellbrute, and I did that.
The range is somewhat limited.
Yeah, and
but not crazy limited.
No. But I think it's more diverse than a lot of other ones.
Yeah.
So,
but yours is big enough now that you have like
I don't need anything else. I have everything. I have everything that I want. I have 30 Poxwalkers. Don't I think I'm ever going to field 30?
Yeah.
I've got basically two of every demon engine. Pretty happy with that. Got a fucking knight.
Yeah, you have a knight in there too. That's
so
right. I forgot about
if I
that.
If I needed to spin out the knight, so
Death Guard knight or the Nurgle knight, more like probably. Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, pretty happy with them, and I would definitely encourage everyone to do Death Guard if you're going to do something because it's fun to paint.
Yeah, that's like I think that's my main draw to wanting to do them is just because they are so fun to paint. I have some just for a kill team, but then they're great.
Yeah,
great fun to paint. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, I think we'll do orcs like on the next one, I imagine.
Yeah.
We're like 40 minutes because we managed to kill enough time just bullshit and talking about whatever.
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah, Dune 2. Go watch it.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah, I got nothing else to say other than your Death Guard army is awesome.
It's something.
And they're just cool in general, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely put some love and some sweat into building an army. And when you get it all out there, I mean, I don't think we have any of the, well, I'm sure in the video we're going to have the army, full army picture. But
yeah.
We were struggling to get it all in.
Yeah, it's substantial.
It's substantial. And it's only grown, which is kind of crazy. I've had another Plague Burst Crawler and another a Hellbrute.
Since then you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, okay. Yeah, that's good. Good.
That'll do.
Good. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm sick if you couldn't tell, just suddenly. Don't know why, but apologies for that if that's annoying. Thanks for listening. We will see you on the next one.